In our readings, we're in the middle of a group of parables, a group of stories, I guess you could call them, that our Lord used to illustrate the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom? How is the kingdom among us? How do we enter the kingdom of heaven? He used these parables because the kingdom of heaven is really incomprehensible on a human level, as God himself is. We cannot truly comprehend the kingdom of heaven. Now, we seek through the work of the Holy Spirit to have the wisdom to understand the kingdom of heaven, but we cannot completely grasp it. And so our Lord used these parables to kind of tell ways of understanding, to lead people to the kingdom of heaven. Now, some of these parables our Lord used are just that. They're stories that he uses to illustrate. They're not actual events, but there is evidence that some parables that he used during his ministry were actual events. Like, for example, maybe this one that was the wheat in the weeds, maybe that happened, that somebody did that. And it was a good illustration to show, here's what the kingdom of God is like. But either way, that they help us to better understand the kingdom of God. But they should also lead us to seek deeper understanding of the kingdom of God. We shouldn't be happy with just staying at the surface level of the parable, but we should go deeper. And to do that, of course, we need to bring these parables and the other things that our Lord has told us about the kingdom of God to prayer. Prayer is essential in our Christian life. Prayer is something that we need as much as we need food and water to survive physically. You know, just as if we go for too long without food and go too long without water, we'll become malnourished, we'll become dehydrated, we'll become sick, possibly even die if we go long enough without them. Daily prayer is essential for our spiritual life. We must daily be entering into silent prayer in front of our Lord, coming to seek him, coming to understand him. Even just simple prayers that we say every day, you know, our simple morning or evening prayers when we first wake up or go to bed, are essential for helping us understand the kingdom of heaven and helping our spiritual life to be healthy and growing. Now, whenever we talk about prayer, of course, the thought always comes up, well, I don't know how to pray. You know, how do I pray? Is there a right way? Is there a wrong way? What's the best way? What's the worst way? How do I pray? And St. Paul kind of answers that. He says, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. So if we are to really pray before our Lord, we need to silence ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to pray within us. I think that's one of the mistakes we make with prayer, is we think we need to be constantly talking during it. We need to be constantly, you know, saying things and bringing our intercessions and doing, you know, the good devotional prayers and so on that are out there. But we also need to take time for silence in our prayer, to allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us, to do those inexpressible groanings through us. They're inexpressible. You won't hear them, but they'll be there if we are spending our time in silent prayer. And we really should be cultivating an ability to be silent in our prayer, which is something that's difficult today because we live in a culture that is anything but silent. We live in a culture that abhors silence. You know, if you're familiar with radio or television, the idea of dead air, even that language, dead air, is anathema. You don't do that. You don't ever let a radio broadcast go silent. You must always have something to fill that air. And that's why there are so many, in my opinion, so many political commentators that they say a lot of things, but they're really not saying anything at all. They can say a lot of words, but there's no actual message to what they're saying. They're filling air, airtime. They're not allowing dead air to occur. And so many of us have been trained to despise silence. And I know there are probably many of you here can't handle silence. You have to have some kind of background noise, whether it's music or the television or, you know, whatever. Something that's making noise in the background. This is why when you go to, like, doctor's offices and things like that, they always have the TV on to something. Usually some stupid daytime TV talk show, but they usually have the TV on to something. You go to Walmart or, you know, other stores, and they always have the radio playing, you know, something, music, something noise. We can't have silence, not in this culture. But yet, if we are to pray and to pray as we ought, we need to develop that culture of silence. And as uncomfortable as it can be, and it can be very uncomfortable, we need to be willing to sit before our Lord and close our mouths, not speak. Sometimes when we get nervous, we talk about an uncomfortable silence. We need to learn how to be comfortable in an uncomfortable silence. We need to learn how to allow ourselves to rest. And yes, during that silence, our minds are going to go wild. They're going to go wild. You know, if you're like me, you know, if you come in here and sit in silence, you think of everything that's going on. You think of everything in the world. Your mind wanders. And it's hard to focus on that prayer, hard to focus ourselves on that prayer. But we need to be willing to sit in silence and use that time only for prayer. A kind of a temptation can also be that maybe we're not listening to music, we're not talking, but we're doing other things while we're praying. And of course, we're supposed to pray always. So we're supposed to be praying as we're doing our jobs, as we're working in the gardens or mowing the lawn or fishing or whatever we're doing. But that's still not bringing the silence we need. We need to dedicate ourselves to times of prayer just for prayer's sake. That is the only activity we have going on. Which again, you know, we live in a culture, but that's a waste of time. Your hands aren't doing anything when you're praying, so you could do other things. No, you need to put everything down and pray and be quiet. But fortunately, to help us develop this prayer, to help to enter into prayer, to help enter into that silent time, the church has given us many, many devotional tools. Over 2,000 years, the church has developed a wide range of tools that we can use in our prayer. Things from as simple as, you know, the prayers we learn, like the Our Father and the Hail Mary. Things like scripture reading, using the daily mass readings, for example, to enter into the prayer. In fact, one form is called Lectio Divina, the divine reading. And that is taking the scriptures and allowing the scriptures to guide our prayer. Capturing like one or two verses of the scriptures and allowing it to enter into our meditation, allow it to enter into our reflection during that prayer time. Things like the Rosary, Divine Mercy Chaplet, are more, you know, more familiar, the litanies and so on. All of these prayer tools are designed for one purpose, to lead us into deeper prayer, deeper time with our Lord in silence. Rosary is beautiful for that because it is so meditative that it can lead us into that silence. And as we pray, our Lord will reveal to us more of the kingdom. We will be able to understand the kingdom all the more deeply. And so that we can look at these parables in today's gospel and we can see the deeper layers. You know, yes, our Lord explains one of them, the weeds and the wheat, to his disciples in the gospel reading today. But how do we understand that even deeper? How do we understand that we can either be the one sowing the wheat or the one sowing the weeds, depending on if, you know, we are following our Lord or if we have fallen into sin? How do we understand that parable of the mustard seed, that little seed blossoming, and how that relates to the faith blossoming within us growing within us when we enter into prayer? How can we be that leaven in the world, you know, that image of yeast? You know, they didn't know what yeast was. They didn't know that it was little fungi that they mixed in with their bread. But they knew that if they had this thing that came naturally, the bread would rise. How do we do that? How do we be that leaven in the world? How do we go out into the world and spread the good news through our lives, invisibly? You know, silent, you know, not really silently, but just influencing our world, influencing the lives of those around us. How do we do that? It is through prayer that we can get deeper and deeper and deeper into these parables and come to understand the kingdom of God far deeper than we ever thought we could. And of course, come to know our Lord. Come to know him and desire all the more to spend time with him. And like anything else, prayer is one of those things, the more we practice it, maybe not the easier it gets, but it can become more desirable. We desire to spend more time with him. Prayer is never an easy thing. It is never something that we can just jump into and we'll nail it right off the bat. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes spending time with our Lord to come to know him better. And the more we come to know him better, the more we will desire to be with him, both here on earth and in the kingdom of heaven. So I hope you can see why I say that daily prayer is as essential for our spiritual life as food and drink, earthly food and drink, is for our physical life. It is the nourishment that nurtures and grows our spiritual life. It is the nourishment that brings us to our Lord. We just need to learn how to be quiet and let the Holy Spirit work within us.